Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. Did Carrie Fisher die from low total body magnesium? I don't know, but I say probably yes. News reports stated that she was suddenly unresponsive and not breathing on an airplane, was somewhat resuscitated, transferred to UCLA after the airplane landed, never regained consciousness, and died again a few days later. It has long been known that low magnesium levels can trigger a range of cardiac rhythm abnormalities, including some that are potentially lethal. It has also long been known that magnesium infusions are quickly successful at reversing many cardiac arrhythmias. Sudden, unexpected, unattended death is probably the most common mode of death in the United States. An estimated 300,000 to 400,000 Americans fall into this category annually. This is a huge number. For perspective, the most common causes of death in a recent year are heart disease, 600,000, including the sudden death group, cancer, 591,000, chronic lower respiratory diseases, 147,000, unintentional injuries like accidents, 136, stroke, 133, Alzheimer's, 93, diabetes, 76, influenza and pneumonia, 55,000. The vast majority of these sudden deaths occur outside a hospital and are unobserved. Without a cardiac rhythm monitor in place at time of death or an informed autopsy, the actual cause of death in this large cohort is unknown. However, daily practice and conventional wisdom make a judgment of SCD, sudden cardiac death, whether cardiac arrest, asystole, cardiac standstill, or ventricular fibrillation in most. A large observational literature has evolved over many decades, beginning with magnesium level differences in drinking water, suggesting that low total body magnesium could be causative of sudden death. Others have recently noted that low serum magnesium is associated with increased likelihood of coronary artery heart disease and SCD. The problem has always been the difficulty in measuring total body magnesium stores. Serum magnesium levels are protected metabolically and only become low if overall stores are very low. A careful dietary history can tease out the likelihood of insufficient magnesium intake, but this is rarely done in actual medical practice. There is no doubt that magnesium is a vital element that is required for a large number of metabolic cellular activities. At the NIH website, we read, quote, "Magnesium is needed for more than 300 biochemical reactions in the body. It helps maintain normal muscle and nerve function, keeps heart rhythm steady, supports a healthy immune system, and keeps bones strong," end quotes. Serum magnesium deficiency could adversely affect many vital human bodily functions, producing so many malfunctions that I termed magnesium deficiency the emperor of all maladies on these pages in 2015. Meanwhile, back to Carrie Fisher. I don't know why she died suddenly on an airplane at age 60, and neither do you, nor I might add, neither do the physicians who cared for her until she died again. I credit the UCLA docs and staff for keeping her information private, and I credit the LA County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office for requiring an autopsy, quite proper. Results have not been made public at my writing time. But it would be very difficult for either the UCLA physicians or the pathologists to put the whole thing together, what with the clinical interventions that doubtless were applied betwixt the sudden airplane collapse and the ultimate studies. But I will assure you that assessment of total magnesium stores will not have been done. So what is my point? I called for much more study about magnesium deficiency in 2015. I don't think it has been done. Pity. Judging from the large number of comments we received in 2015, average docs seem to care about this. Leading research docs and government agencies, not so much. Look at the numbers of SUDA, sudden unexpected death in adults, allegedly SCD. Wake up, people. This could be a really big deal. Study it. Intervention studies have been proposed for many years. I have been unable to find that any such studies have been done or are being done. This old book, The Magnesium Factor by Selig and Rosenoff, may be the best one source for reliable information. Drugs that increase magnesium excretion include diuretics, proton pump inhibitors, ethyl alcohol, and content of cola drinks. Do you know any people who use these? Do you know any people who don't? You should use food as your principal source of magnesium, especially almonds, cashews, shrimp, crab, spinach, peanuts, pecans, whole grains, soy, black beans, edamame, dark chocolate, brown rice, oatmeal, figs, apricots, and bran. Unfortunately, the best data I can find indicate that nearly half of all Americans and two-thirds of teens and people over age 80 don't ingest even the RDA of 300 to 400 milligrams of magnesium. What to do? If you are an American physician, nurse, or other healthcare professional, you are probably magnesium deficient. Be selfish. Correct that now. Either eat high magnesium food or take nutritional supplements or both. I take 400 milligrams per day orally of magnesium citrate. Other salts are also okay. Assuming normal renal function, you can't OD on magnesium. If your magnesium stores are low, they will replenish, and when you attain magnesium balance, the excess is eliminated by the kidney. If you take more magnesium than you need, your stools may become a little loose, then cut back. For your patients, the same advice. If you work in academia or at NIH, try to get some serious interventional trials going. If you work at the Department of Agriculture or the FDA, try to establish policies to get much more magnesium into the American people. If you are a clinical lab person, try to figure out how to measure total body magnesium stores so docs can order the tests. It could be some combo of serum or plasma or RBC magnesium, plus urine magnesium, maybe 24-hour collection, plus a detailed dietary history. Physicians manage what they measure, so just making such a good test available would do wonders in ascertaining truth and changing behavior if needed. I just do not understand why there seems no sense of urgency about better understanding the causes of sudden, unobserved, unexpected death in Americans. There's a vast interest in cardiac resuscitation and a less than 5% success rate, but not prevention. Go figure. Fix it. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.